This program is sponsored by Minutes of Truth.
Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
And other than that, could be anything. So God is asking the question, what will it be? Who are you? Are you looking into the mirror? What is the mirror? It's not that one in your bathroom. It's not that one in your little compact. The mirror is God's Word. Whenever you look into God's Word, it will show you yourself. And I'm telling you, man, when I looked, the picture wasn't pretty. But oh, thanks be unto God that He gives us the victory through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who bled and died on the cross, but praise be to God, on the third day He rose from the grave with all power. He broke the bonds of sin. So many say, hey, I can't stop this. I can't stop this. I don't have the power to stop. Well, you know what? If you don't have the power to stop, you have not been changed. Because He says, I have given you the power. So your statements don't line up. You are fooling yourself. So the question is, who are you? That's the title today. Is it fornication or fornicator? Let's get down there. When we talk about fornication, it is the act that we defined earlier. So fornication is the act. The Bible breaks it up into two, fornication and fornicator. That's important. I want you to get that. The Lord will speak to you on that. Fornication is the act. But fornicator is who you are. You can't fool that. You can't pull out of that. But a fornicator is a repeater. It's a lewd person that's given to unlawful indulgence of lust. And bottom line is a whoremonger. So that is a fornicator. And God has stern warning for them. I want you to take a look at 1 Corinthians chapter 6. Look at 9. We'll start with verse 9. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, we got to speed it up here. Verse 9, it says, know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? And listen to this next part. Be not deceived. Neither fornicators. See, that's who you are. That's your essence of who you are. Nor idolaters. Nor adulterers, nor infamous. Those are ones, men acting like women, men, women acting like men. Nor abusers of themselves with mankind, as sodomites, homosexuality. Nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners. Those that's taking advantage of people shall inherit the kingdom of God. That's who they are. They didn't commit a one-time act and ask for forgiveness or repentance. They continued to do what they do because that's who they are. And then He said, they shall not inherit the kingdom of God. I want to pause right here, right now. If you are continually doing these things, be clear, as the scripture says, be not deceived. Who are you? You are a fornicator. You are committing sex outside of marriage. You are forsaking God's word, and you are worshiping idols. You are a fornicator, and you will not, you shall not inherit the kingdom of God. I did not say it. God said it. Now, but the good news, He didn't leave you there. I love this because verse 11, oh, praise God for verse 11. And it says, and such were some of you. You see, were means you're not doing it anymore. Were, you're not in that category anymore.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's word is life.
This program is sponsored by Minutes of Truth.